the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
The year was 1974, and a young Dean Boomer Malberg entered the world. Today is Boom Boom's 40th birthday. Happy birthday, Boomer, from everyone here at Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Big day.
You know what? Here's the truth. I always try and downplay this because it's I got to turn you on. Ian Busby here from, Breakfast Television. I actually deactivated my Facebook account so that it wouldn't tell everyone it was my birthday.
Yeah, good move.
I just didn't.
And then nobody found out, right?
Apparently, I need to be a little more stealth-like. As there's a pail of beef and beef ribs and cakes and food, and you brought me a cinnamon bun.
Well, here I thought I was being a great guy.
You are being a great
treat.
Guy.
I know how you love your treats. And I also brought you to bring you into the 40 Club. I got in early this year.
Oh, really? Hey, yeah. You're 74.
Yeah. 74. Great year.
Good year.
Yeah. Amazing. And so I brought you a little button that says 40,
yes.
Just in case nobody notices.
Right, yeah.
Nobody looks at you and says, that man must be 40.
Well, when I turn 40,
right.
I'll
when is
consider.
Well, it's a midnight.
Tomorrow.
Oh, no. Okay.
You got to put that on, both.
It's essentially today. It's essentially because you're staying up, right? You're going to make it all the way to midnight tonight.
Yeah. I haven't made it to midnight in years.
Tell me about it.
Now we're going back to the phones. Who is this now, caller?
Oh, happy birthday. Pain and sorrow in the air. People dying everywhere. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Boomer.
Hello, Jesse Lumsden.
You don't look a day older than 36.
Yeah, thanks. The thing is, and it's one of the reasons that I deplore you, is because with your build and hair and good looks and all of this, you make me feel worse about myself. I hope you realize the impact you have on people. You make everyone around you feel worse because of how great things are going for you.
I just want to build you up.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do is just build you up.
And I think people don't realize, because I come on here, it's like, oh, so what are you doing? Are you killing wild animals with your bare hands? You literally were out bow hunting like a week ago. A picture on your Twitter, you got a buck and you're sitting there with your bow. You're an animal.
I know, and I apologize because I had hoped to have sausages ready for you for your birthday. I had a big grill out, but I'm in Toronto.
Oh,
right now.
What are you getting an award or something?
Sportsnet.
Oh, really?
So we're colleagues now.
Oh, great!
I think he's already above you on the food chain.
That's good. Yeah, now you've usurped me. In the hierarchy of the company, so that's great. What do you? So you're going to do some Sportsnet coverage? Is that what it? That
he's
what it,
working on the CIS games.
I see.
CIS games tomorrow.
I see.
No, I'm not, Boomer. I would never. Even if they offered me your job, I'd say no. I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't handle it.
Yeah. You'd come in here for like 2 weeks, and then you'd be nationally syndicated. Yeah, I don't know. I guess things just have a way of working out for me. Lumsden in the morning, coast to coast.
That does have a great ring to it.
Yeah, never mind.
It does.
Yeah. So what else is, are you?
Lumsden in the morning with Boomer.
Beyond, yeah.
Featuring Jesse Lumsden and his sidekick, Boomer.
Yeah. With Warner and Boomer. Are you bobsledding or something yet?
I'm not. I'm taking this year off.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You told me that, but I rarely listen and pay attention. So do you have a job then? Are you doing anything with yourself, or just taking care of your hair?
Well, that's part of it. And then, I mean, all joking aside,
uh-huh.
It's tough to talk about, but I've found that my skills are best suited if I'm working, a corner around Stephen Avenue and 10th between midnight and 2 a.m. So
good stuff.
Maybe that's where I'll be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate the
and
phone.
And the guys did offer for me to come out of a cake for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, I'm Toronto.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I would have loved to have been there for that. I know you would have been ear to ear.
Yeah, scheduling conflict. Really too bad. Really too bad. Well, thank you.
In all fairness, happy birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. How old are you?
You're doing great. I'm 32. Yeah. So I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're getting,
I'm getting there.
All right.
He's not getting there.
Take care, pal. Safe travels and whatever it is that you're doing with the football and the hunting and killing animals. And
good luck on the new morning show. It sounds really exciting.
Bench pressing 400. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, God, I could never do that.
No, of course.
Maybe 350.
Yeah. Goodbye, Lumsden.
Miss you.
Yeah, thanks.
That was so nice for him to call in from Toronto and take time out of his day.
It was
such a good guy, Busby, and it just bothers Boomer. He's so nice, and he's a very talented man, and he takes time out of a very busy schedule amongst his five or six professional sports he plays, and Boomer just gets sour every time.
Yeah. And you wouldn't want to live that life. There's too much things going on in that life, right?
Who would want that,
Chicks don't dig that, do they?
No, they sure don't.
Muscles.
No.
Built 6'3", whatever.
Yeah.
Hunting, fishing.
No, I couldn't.
Grizzled.
I get no time between your naps.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Jay, what do we now? Because should we take a break and come back with Buzz? All right.
All right.
Because Lumsden has thrown us off kilter. But we'll get into the Stampeders and Eskimos, the West Final coming up this weekend. What you need to know about it with Ian Busby next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Waking up in the morning with Boomer. Picture that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock, the Calgary Stampeders, almost during the entire tenure of John Huffnagel, it's been a, but come see me in November.
Right.
Well, it's November, so now we can come see you. Here's Ian Busby.
Well, hopefully fans show up for this game.
Well, apparently.
It doesn't really. Yeah, it might be a good one.
I saw, I think it was Scott Mitchell from The Sun tweeted out something around 30,000 sold.
Yeah, so that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if you're going to get much walk-up, but we'll see.
It's supposed to be a nice day.
It'll depend on the day.
It is. Yeah. People are going to get up that morning and feel, hey, it's really nice out. Let's go to the game.
And I hope they do.
Yeah, I would like to see. But the whole league, I think, would really...
Yeah.
The biggest challenge in this league going forward is getting people in the seats. I mean, the game day experience in this city is not as good in the building as... I found it around the league.
Yeah.
Now I haven't been a fan in every building in this league, but the buildings around this league are getting much better. And it's going to be an interesting. I hope last week's playoffs were our distant memory and we have some good action, because that last week was not good football.
The whole
it was very disappointing. I mean, people can talk defense was great, but. You can only watch that so often before you start to wonder if the offensive teams are just bumbling.
It feels like about 60% of the schedule this year has kind of been like that, where it's another stinker.
Yeah.
Stamps haven't been in a ton of them. Granted, if it was a lopsided one, they were winning, so that's a little bit more enjoyable for Stamps.
And they didn't
fans,
have too many really lopsided ones. Even the ones where they won by 2 touchdowns or more, that was sort of close into the fourth quarter, so you had some intrigue there.
Okay, so the Eskimos come to town. It'll be Mike Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And the word out of Edmonton, at least from their writers, is, hey, he's looking good, getting better.
Right.
Not really running at a full pace or anything, but he's looking a little bit more comfortable in the pocket. Do we know what his injury is? It's a foot injury or ankle or something, right?
It's gone everything from broken bone in his foot to just a sprained ankle.
High
and
ankle
back
sprain.
And forth.
Yeah.
who knows exactly what he's feeling. Obviously, information not really forthcoming. They got fined for not making him available last Saturday night or Saturday for walkthrough. I don't know how anybody could tell in practice whether he's going to be able to outrun Juwan Simpson in a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be different. It's different circumstances from, you know, full on action to practice. I think the Stamps are going to feel like, okay, we're going to think that he's going to go out and be Mike Riley and try and run the ball down our throat, which is the way when Mike Riley's most effective is he can really steamroll you. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't slide very often, which is ironically how he got hurt. He could have just stepped out of bounds and not worried about taking a hit, but that's not the way he plays. So this team is coming in here. It's an interesting one. Edmonton are, when they're at full capacity, they're a very dangerous team because Mike Riley adds that element of, you know, it reminds me of Henry Burris in his heyday with the Stamps.
He's that leader, right? He just has that get on my back, here we go. If we're struggling, I have the ability emotionally and physically to turn things.
Yeah.
And it's a different game with him. And I know that what he had, 600 rushing yards or whatever this year. If you take that away, even if it's limited somewhat, I think that's big advantage Stampeders, obviously.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering how much they are going to, you know, send the big rush after him. Obviously, Charleston Hughes is trying to come back, and he's not going to be 100%. I don't know if he's going to have his explosive speed. That's going to be the element of the game to watch, was whether that is a rushing game. Now, that end of that, when Mike Riley came into the Rider game last weekend, he really didn't look like Mike Riley. He wasn't moving around much. He just was a pocket passer. If that's the way he's going to be, well, I would feel advantage Stampeders in this one.
Yeah. What about Hughes? I feel like it's weird. They haven't missed him a ton because Lemon has stepped up and had a great season, so they've still had that element off the edge or like you say, the pressure. But even so, Charleston Hughes at 75%.
Yeah.
You know, where I just don't know. I worry about it a little bit.
Yeah. Well, here's the scenario that is the most troubling for the Stamps. He's fine all week, goes in, you know, does all the practices, feels good, gets to game day, and then first play takes a wrong step. You know, offensive lineman pushes him into the ground. He re-injures his foot. Then they're down a guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that's the worry right now. You don't want him to go in and feel like, okay, we're going to have Charleston Hughes for this full game, and suddenly he's out, and you don't have, you know, Frank Beltre or whoever they're going to dress instead of Charleston Hughes. You don't have him available, and now you're down a guy. Now you're really scrambling. When Charleston got hurt against Toronto, they lost DeMonte Bolden and Charleston on the same play. They were barely hanging on at the end. Just managed to get some pressure on Ricky Ray. Did a fantastic job. DeQuinn Evans knocks the ball into Sean Lemon's hands, and that ends that game. That was just one of those gutsy efforts that you saw, but you don't want to put your team in that position for 60 minutes or, you know, that's a tense situation because, you know, you want to have some depth, but the CFL rosters don't allow it. There's only 44 guys that are on the field.
You go back to last year's West Final, and it didn't matter on the defensive side of the ball.
No.
Because it was just unbelievable to watch as they couldn't hang on to the ball. They put it on the ground. The offense just went away. I know they changed things up in the last couple of weeks as far as the off week. No one flew out of town to sit on a beach. It was still kind of a makeshift work week, which has got to bode well, I would think. Keeps everybody kind of focused on the task. But you never could have anticipated that they were going to have that kind of a pothole in the middle of the road.
Yeah. There was such a... because what got a lot of publicity last year was DeMonte Bolden and Micah Johnson getting hurt in the final week of the season. Oh, now they can't stop the run, and they were running it down their throats. Well, Corey Schrietz did have a great game, but because the Stamps offense was just constantly giving them chances, I felt like that would have been a real shootout down to the last play had the Stamps offense just continued on some of those drives, not put the ball on the turf and put points on the board. You know, Saskatchewan moving ball down the other end of the field. Well, yeah, but Calgary, just a back and forth constantly. It would have been fun to see the end of that game if it was, you know, coming down real close. Instead, third quarter, it just exploded on them. when they were trying to make that comeback with Drew Tate in there. And it's a weird situation. And the guys that committed those turnovers, they're back. Like Maurice Price is gonna try and come back in this game, and he's gonna try and erase that memory. He was amazing during the 2012 playoffs. Let's not remember that. Mm. Let's try and remember that he's a guy who can be a huge difference maker. Now, his Grey Cup wasn't the greatest, even though he scored a touchdown late. Getting to that Grey Cup, he was amazing down the stretch. So I think he's quite motivated to erase last year's memory, as a lot of guys are on this team.
John Cornish will be, as it's been throughout this season, last season, he's the key.
Yeah.
For the Stamps to have success, you got to believe they need him at a close to 100%. And you know the Eskimos, that's their number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll shut down the run, and we feel with our secondary that we can handle the receivers.
Yeah.
Who wins this battle?
I think it's up to Bo Levi Mitchell, actually. Because, so 2012 Grey Cup, Chris Jones brings his Toronto Argonauts defense and it says, I'm going to stop John Cornish no matter what. I'm going to make Kevin Glenn beat me, and I don't think he can. Well, they did shut down John Cornish. As much as Calgary tried to run the ball, they just couldn't against that front four, especially. This time, it's Bo Levi Mitchell, and he might be able to strike deep, to manage that offense, do some play action, really change things up,
yeah,
have a little bit of a balance, and make the Eskimos get on their toes a little, or on their heels a little bit. And that's the key to me. They're going to have to strike in the air game. They can't just say, okay, we're going to have a great running attack. It has to be a balance.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to execute some of those plays. Markewy McDaniel, I think, is a big key.
I was going to say,
I've really come around on him in the last year.
Well, it's hard not to.
I know.
He's been so good.
He just keeps going and going and going. And whenever they need a big second down play, it seems like he's their guy they go to now. Nick Lewis used to be that guy. He does it a little bit now, but not the way Markway does it.
Yeah.
He's one of those possession guys, and he reminds me of Ben Cahoon a little bit.
He's even almost become more of a big play guy, too.
Yeah.
To say he's a possession guy might not even be fair to him.
Yeah.
Because he's made some
big
plays.
That's the thing. And then the way they, he sort of gets left alone over the middle, and then suddenly he's behind the defense and he's making a big yardage gain. And
really, he's, because he was out with a hand injury,
right?
So every other body part should be.
No, he was running up and down stairs all during practice during those times that he was out. So he says his legs are fresh and he feels good. They went to him 12 times in the season finale, and he was key every time. They just needed to move the ball a little bit. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Marquez up, down. It gets his 10, 12 yards. Well, it's good enough to keep things rolling.
This will be an interesting one, man, because
it really feels like this should be the Grey Cup.
It does, but it just feels like if it doesn't happen this year, then what more do you need?
And what do you change if it doesn't happen this year?
I know.
Because have they done anything wrong in the last 2-3 seasons? They've had the best team pretty much through the last three seasons. They didn't have the best record in 2012, but I felt like they had the best team. And if you don't finish it off, I just, the weird question marks happen again. And you go, what do you want to, what can you do? But I really feel like this is a repeat of the 90s when Wally Bono had some great teams. They won it in 92, and then they went three straight years of 15-3. They were the best team, and they didn't win the Grey Cup. Took them to change over their quarterback and change some of the guys, and then came back in 98 and win it. And then they went back in 99 and they lost it. But they win it in 98. That's the same time frame between 2008 when the Stamps win it, when their first year with Hufnagel. A lot of things have changed. Some of the core is still there. But now it's 6 years later, and it's time to win another Grey Cup.
Yeah. This is the one. I feel like if it was Saskatchewan, it would be great too. But there's something, I'm happy that these two teams are kind of back at it. The Battle of Alberta, it's been Calgary's. They've had their run of them for the last little bit.
Yeah.
But Chris Jones, man, he.
I'm always interested to see what kind of trickery he's going to play.
Yeah.
Now sometimes it backfires on him.
I mean, as it did
up in Edmonton earlier this year. Sometimes he gets outthinks himself, and the one thing I've heard a lot of funny things about Chris Jones as a coach, and the one thing was he would always come in with on game day, you know, a few hours before the game, and bring his defense a new game plan. You know, something new, something else. They had to learn something before they were going out, because he was up all night thinking about the game, thinking about, and then something would epiphanize, you know, in his head, and he'd come in with brand new thing and he wanted to install. So they would be installing things in warm up. Well, that doesn't, as far as I know, it doesn't happen with too many other coaches where they are game planning up until the moment the ball is kicked off. And of course, making adjustments throughout is a general thing in football, but really just constantly working. And there's been times where his defenders are all just, Jonesy, can we stop thinking about football for 5 solid seconds? Yeah. Please, just give us a break. But that's the way he operates, and that's why he's been successful in this league.
Outside of Jeff Fuller, you hope that everything's kind of coming around. Cornish comes back in. You hope he's fine. Markway McDaniel's in. Everybody else seems to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
The weather looks like it's not going to be awful. Yeah. Then you've got an indoor Grey Cup where you can let Price be a burner and go to town on it. And you'll be, you would think the crowd's going to be in their favor. Yeah. There'll be a lot of Calgary folks heading out to Vancouver for that one. So
yeah, and there's lots of tickets available too. So if you know, if somebody gets excited about what happens on Sunday and Calgary gets through, then you can still get a seat for the Grey Cup, which is a weird scenario in the CFL. It's not usual. It's usually sold out by now.
It's BC.
I know. It's
apathetic.
They had it 3 years ago. They managed to do really well because it was the new building.
Yeah.
And now it's the second time around. It's only 3 years later.
Yeah.
It's hard to.
Team wasn't good. They've got a soccer team that outdraws them occasionally in the same building. And Vancouver's a winning town. They don't hang around if you're not winning.
Yeah.
CFL, man. Like, I know it's a small league.
Yeah.
But you're hosting it again 3 years later?
Well, it was in Toronto last year. Like, David Brayley, like, does he vote in himself to get the Grey Cup every year?
Part of the deal was when he took that team over, he needed a Grey Cup in Toronto right away. So they gave him 2011, 2012. So this is the third of the last four Grey Cups that he's. But he's
Ching,
not exactly
Ching.
He's not really cashing in on.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a.
I don't think he's saving it. He's not making a lot of money off this. Well, he's making money off the Grey Cup, but he's not making money overall on these teams.
And Brunt said that there was government money that went to promoting the Grey Cup in Toronto that he could not find any evidence of that, if anything, would at least have helped David Brayley line his pockets. I mean, there's a lot more shady behavior here going on than I think many would think. One guy owned a quarter of the league before the Red Blacks came in.
Mm-hmm.
This is not ideal.
Well, of course it's not ideal, but who else wanted to own him? That was the thing.
Nobody.
The Toronto Argonauts, they couldn't find another buyer.
No.
They were cap in hand to whoever would take him, and Brayley took the losses on, is basically what he'd done. And now you're hearing rumblings out of there that the coaching staff would like to walk away, and they feel like it's a bit of a joke and of what they're having to go through. They don't have a facility to work in anymore. They're sort of transient throughout the city. They're going to wherever they can.
Practice on this field today.
Yeah. We're going to York, but not if the students move in.
As soon as the high school kids are done.
Yeah, the students are moving in, so we got to find someone else.
Yeah.
It's sad. An unfortunate situation in Toronto, but there's, you look around the league, there's a lot of strong teams and a lot of teams making money. Edmonton and Saskatchewan being a couple of them.
Well, thank you for dropping by. Thank you for the cinnamon bun. And
well,
thank
I
you
hope
for the
you
pin.
Enjoy it, because there was only a limited amount of cinnamon buns that were brought to us by Heritage Park.
So, yeah.
And I had to bring one over here.
Oh, Heritage Park cinnamon bun.
But I want you to wear your 40 button with pride, because it's not easy to get in this club. You got to live a long time.
NFLers,
there's no guarantee. Still no guarantee for me.
Yeah, well, you got to make it another midnight. 16 hours or so, right?
Yeah, I got to get to midnight.
Boy. Oh,
thanks, Buzz.
All right.
There you go.
Good to see
you. We will come back with what you want to talk about. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Universal Ford Lincoln today and swap your ride. See dealer for details.
It is 9:46. I don't know if this show has gone quickly or not. Tonight it's the Calgary Hitmen and the Moose Jaw Warriors. 7 o'clock start. We'll have it for you. And we'll do what you want to talk about. But you guys have one more, hey?
Oh, yeah, a got to go back to the phone lines, don't we?
Hello and welcome to the show, caller.
I'm really happy you're doing a birthday show.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it gives me great pleasure that you're doing a birthday show that only I think I could feel.
Hello, Walks.
Yeah, hello.
I honestly didn't know who it was going to be.
Oh.
Because it's been all across the board today. It's been very unpredictable. Yes.
Bob Hartley called in. It's the first time we met him on the show.
And he called me Boomy.
Makes me howl.
I love you, Boomy.
You got to be a pretty big deal in Calgary radio to commit 4 hours of programming to a birthday.
Yeah,
good.
It's really something.
I love Boomy.
Yeah.
So happy birthday.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Happy birthday. What are you doing today?
Well, my wife is out of town, so I'm taking care of the kids.
And we're drinking beer too, though. Come on. Now.
Yeah, we're going to Wild Rose. We're doing the we're brewing our own beer, so we got to do that today.
Did you determine the ingredients?
No, it's top secret.
No. Okay.
So Warner's doing one. I'm going to do one. Pinder's going to kind of freelance between the two.
We'll just get hammered, basically.
Yeah, and then on the 10th of December, we're having the tasting party.
Is Rhett there? I'd like to thank him for the tickets to Buffalo.
Yeah, no, he's not here.
He doesn't work till 10.
Why isn't he there?
He's done at 9.
Oh.
He doesn't normally even work today, Walks. He came in just because it was Boom's birthday. It is that big of a deal in Western Canada, not just Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, well, he came through with tickets to Buffalo as the last place Sabres beat the Leafs about 11-1.
I was going to say, you still got it, Walks. You're the kiss of death.
That is true.
Yeah.
It is true.
You are and will always be Jinxie Pants.
Yeah, yeah. Although, no, I have no although.
You
the
what?
Raptors are good.
Yeah, I love the Raptors. Can't get enough of that. Can't get enough of that. So how are things going with, how are you and your co-host getting along? Because, of course, we got along swimmingly.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
So better than Boom and I, then?
It's good. I just, you know how it is. I just wait for my payday every 2 weeks.
Just a paycheck.
Yeah, just a paycheck. I mean, I'm just, I don't even know, like, I'm not on to be. Let me ask you a question, though, like an actual sports question, because I text you. I know what's going on with you. What do you think of, like, let's say the Calgary Flames lost a bunch of games and people started throwing their jerseys on the ice as someone that appreciates the game of hockey where it fits in culturally. Is that as aggravating as I find it?
I hate to agree with you, as you know, but yes, it is stupid. Like, it's enough. The first time it was done, it was kind of it's a metaphor. It's symbolic. Now it's just stupid. Like, everybody, it's copycatting. I hate to say it, but I'm with you.
But, like, okay, so I get it. I get it. The Leafs are, and this originated, you know, years and years ago because people resented in the West having to watch the Leafs hockey in Canada. Well, now it's changed, obviously, because you can watch any team you want, and every game is televised, so I find that completely hollow argument. But I get it. People all over hockey like to hate on the Leafs, and they have won since 1967, yada, yada. So they're 10-8-2. They're not great. They're average. They got some pretty good players. They lose. They win. It's, you know, never boring.
All right, listen, just stop. I just stop talking, because you know what? Here's what I need to do. Like, no one cares about this. What they care about is stuff like... Well, howdy.
Like what?
Tonight, why don't y'all mosey on over to the Saddle Dome to watch them Calgary Flames hook up with the Nashville Predators?
Yep, Flames looking to stomp a mud hole in them Preds. Plus, it's Western night, always a fan favorite. Why don't you pull up a Stepniak while we go reminiscing on some Western night memories?
You know, I saw a man die one time at Western night.
No.
Got shot right through the Hartley. Yep, he sure was Glenn Cross.
I remember one time some galoot went and jackmaned the pocket dog stand.
I remember. Wasn't that over by the snow cone staging?
Yep.
How were you employed?
One year this bandit got right out of hand, started cussing,
Old Man McGrattan walked up, grabbed him by the throat, and just ripped out his tongue.
His what?
His tongue.
Well, I still remember Old Mike. What a great guy. Mm-hmm. He was in line for the ATM, minding his own business. Poor Michael got shot right in the back.
Oh, that was a rough one. I'm glad they beefed up security. Year after year, them Chervenka boys would come round hollering, stirring things up. No one could understand a word they were saying.
Worst one I ever saw, two galoots, more galoots, got into a mean tussle, kicking and spitting, crashed right through the doors and into the street. One fella ended up drowning right in the bow, mister.
Oh! So tonight it's Western night. It's Jerome on the Range.
They'll be coming from far and wide, man.
It'll knock your kippers off.
Make sure to wear a cowboy hat so you don't need a Como.
Don't make me kick in the hoodler.
All right, we get it.
It's Western night.
How often do you play that?
That was the first time. I'm not going to play it when you're not on the air.
Well, I guess. I thought that was purged.
No,
I
that
shut
was
down
good.
All those.
Yeah, yeah, no, it was good.
Well, at least it's not racist.
So who reached out for you to call into this thing?
Your producer, short guy, squeaky voice.
No, he's not here. That would have been Jason DeForest.
Jason, yes. Jason said it was here. Well, and as I stated earlier, I was incredibly.
All right, that's it.
Lost him.
Yeah, it's too bad. Must be a bad connection. Another one.
Phone line's just buzzing here. We got to get to what you want to talk about at some point. But you should introduce yourself. Say hello.
One last caller. Hello, welcome to the show.
40 years old, huh?
Wow.
I drive around a lot of mornings listening at this very time.
Look up.
And you are 40 years of age. And while a lot of people think on this brilliant Friday morning in the great city of Calgary, I would respond in a way to all the smell terrifics and the yaps.
I smell terrific.
And Tinder going off about Lou, doing a bad Lou impression. I'm not going to go there today.
Okay.
One word.
I'm not going to go there today. Yeah, there we go. How many times have I heard that?
Yeah, a few.
But here's what I want to say in all sincerity. Boom, you're one of the good ones. This city, this community is lucky to have you. You do a dynamite job. A few years ago, when I was going through a rough time, you were one of the first people to come see me, help me out. I will never forget it. Love you, my friend. Keep up the great work, and I hope it is a birthday that you will never, never forget. And wow. If you want to keep having fun with old Lou in the morning, go right ahead. Why would you be any different than anybody else?
Well, thank you, Lou. That's very nice of you to say. You're a good boy. That means a lot. And I tell you what, when Warner and I got in, we flew in last night, flipped on the game to listen to the pregame. You and Steinberg were doing it, and you pulled out I think it was about Granlund, and you went right to it. It's it's two things. And you went right to it. I bust out laughing in the truck. It's confidence and it's speed.
Yeah.
God love you, Lubo. You're a good boy. Thank you, man. That's very, very nice.
Have a great day. Take care, guys.
There you go. Peter Loubardius.
One word.
Look out.
Look out.
He's a great guy. He is truly one of the
He's
good
a
ones.
Beauty.
We got 5 minutes. Jade, we have...
Talk about.
Talk about.
Talk about. What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
It is what you want to talk about for Varsity Chrysler, 960, 960 on your mobile phone. We got about 5 minutes for you. If you want to bring it through, we'll get to it. Boomer, one word. Happy birthday. Signed, Peter Loubardius. Yeah, that would also work. I
happy
suppose.
Birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Yeah, that one's in there too. That one is in there too. Is Wax still a poor loser? That's not nice. Wax is a great guy. Wax plays a role on the show, now in Toronto, and he makes it easy for you to kind of dislike him. He's got an opinion.
He does.
On sports radio.
Who knew?
Who knew? Good luck to the Willow Creek Cobras of Clare's home today in the Alberta Bowl. Go, Cobras, go. Well, sure.
Team like the Cobras, that's a good name. You got to be afraid of them.
Great show today, boys. Haven't laughed this much listening to your show in a long time. Well, I don't know if what the... well, thanks, I guess. Hope it's not an indication of the, you know, more recent shows. Boom, you might be 40, but your calves are 18.
It's true.
I do
They're keeping their form.
Yeah, my kids.
That's like a new set.
Yeah, they're sticking with me. There's no doubt about it.
Remodeled calves.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Boomer. Thanks for reading all my texts and being a trooper about the smack. Best show ever today, Boomy. Thanks. You know what?
I love Boom.
yeah. It's not the age, it's the mileage. But see, that's not real good either, because I got some miles on me, too.
They're good miles, Boom.
Happy 40th, Boomer. Rural Manitoba kid here from Wawanisa. Do you know where Wawanisa is?
Geometrically speaking?
It's a great little town. It's called a social. I agree. Manitoba, social. And in Saskatchewan, it's Saskatchewan and in Russell, for whatever reason, it was a cabaret. Do you know what these are?
No, I have no idea.
It's where you would go to a hall or a whatever, right? Music man would come in, he'd set up his big speakers, play tunes all night. You'd have a beer garden and get your hard liquor. And you'd buy drinks and you'd get sloshed all night and then you'd go home.
That sounds, yeah.
It was cabaret, fantastic.
Friday night, I don't know what you call those things.
Yeah. I was wondering when Lumsden would call in. Yeah, I was. You know what, as it went along, I kind of wondered myself if that was going to...
Excited about his new morning show. That sounds really exciting. I wonder if he needs a sidekick. I'd love to work with Lumsden.
With all that food today, I actually heard Boomer getting fatter on the air. In fairness, I haven't eaten a lot yet. I've had a fair bit of potato salad. I won't lie to you. Bonton meats, potato salad. Oh, I told you, I got a potato salad guy. What are you going to do?
Unbelievable.
Happy Boomer birthday, 40th. I turn 50 tomorrow. Great day. Yeah, no kidding. Happy birthday to you. And somebody else had texted in here. It's kind of right on the old, between being a Scorpio and a Sagittarius.
Oh, you're on the cusp.
Some will say it's a Sagittarius. Others will say Scorpio.
On the cusp.
That's why I'm so conflicted. It's why it's hard for me.
That's why you're a tortured soul.
That's right. That's right. Happy birthday, Booms. I'm bringing some beep into Dutton's tomorrow. Find me and the vodka beeps are on me. Nice. Vodka beeps.
Smuggling beep into the dome. Look out.
It's also Alex Tange's birthday today. Pretty selfish he didn't call in and chat with Boomer. Well, he broke his face last night.
Yeah, he left the rink on an ambulance.
I don't know if
you
saw that. It was
not pretty.
It was not pretty.
It's on Twitter. It's
it was not pretty. Well, this is all kind of... awkward to be doing all of this.
From the mean streets of rural Manitoba to your radio every morning.
Every morning.
If I may.
Yes.
Very rarely do I bring seriousness to the table.
Okay.
Thanks to you boys for doing this. This was I had thought this day was going to just...
Don't talk about it.
I thought we were going to do it and just get through this, but Jay... You went to a lot of work there, buddy. Thank you.
J-Boy put in work.
Yeah. Aaron.
Shut up.
Yeah, okay. and to you, because I know you were in on it, and to Greg over at Bonton, everybody texting in, everybody
Rocket,
in.
Warner.
Rocket, you got it.
Kerr calling in. Labardius, one word. Happy birthday.
That's right. So thank you. And everybody listening, love you guys.
It's been a good year.
Means a lot.
This is your 41st year on Earth. Number 40 was a good one.
And we have, we have a lot of fun on this show. Some people don't like it. Lots of you do. And here's to continued success. Have a safe and great weekend, everybody.
And look at that. Jan Arden just texting in happy birthday. There you go.
Thank you, Jan. I appreciate that. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, home of Calgary's largest selection of Jeeps. Go to varsitychrysler.com and shop where Geo shops.
Out of here.